Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel. Daniel being a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Johannesburg. But I still think it is very worthwhile chatting to him because we're going to ask that million-dollar question. Should we be planning an end-of-year holiday? Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, Simon. Great to be with you again.
Yeah, absolutely, and great to get you, even if we're about 10 minutes late. Daniel, so this million-dollar question that we're all asking ourselves, should we be planning a year-end holiday or are we out of our minds?
So it's interesting, Simon. It seems to be, I see the same pattern we spoke about. I spoke to you before. Pesach, should we be planning a Seder? Then we were talking should we be having Rosh Hashanah? Now, should we be having a holiday? That's probably the challenger. Like, how do we process each milestone that we normally have in the year in the light of COVID? The good news is that the cases have been flat across South Africa by and large since mid-September. You know, we've seen in our own community how we've had increases in cases, certainly after the Yom Tovim, and we saw those problems, and I think our community learnt its lessons, or hopefully has. But the good news is nationally, we've had the same number of new cases since mid-September, and speaking to some of the epidemiological professionals out there, there isn't much expectation that there's going to be this big increase in cases in the next few weeks. So that means that, you know, certainly before the holidays, it doesn't mean that we're going to now have this sudden increase. Now, what is that a guarantee? No. But there are a few things we could take out of that. The one is that, again, even if there were cases, the important thing is not to be on top of other people who we don't live with. So I think that the take-home point is there's nothing wrong with going on holiday, but there is probably something wrong with seeing this year's holiday as the same as every other holiday, where it's an opportunity to have as much social interaction as possible and to really mix that. That obviously is not an option this year. I think that perhaps this is a year where we really need a holiday, maybe even more than other years, just mentally. And I would go so far as to say that the way things look at the moment, it is okay to plan a holiday. One should try and make sure that there's a cancellation policy just in case these predictions are wrong. And one should definitely try and plan a holiday where you can be in your own bubble and still enjoy the good earth without having to come into contact with lots of other people.
So putting you on the spot personally, Daniel, would you take your family, put them on a plane and take them to Cape Town? Or do you think that's a bit risky at this stage?
Yeah, good question. So, and again, this is just my own opinion. Don't always follow me. But at the point, I think that I would take my family away. I don't see the need to go on a plane. I think that it's, you know, with the right proportions, you can drive. There's no reason to, and that doesn't mean that all air travel is unsafe. It's just that there's no need to put yourself into a small chamber with other people unnecessarily. Maybe just as adults is another story. And if you can't drive or you're elderly, but you know, with kids, there's no reason why you can't drive if that's a possibility. And to go to Cape Town is fine, but I'm not sure that I would go to the biggest resort in Cape Town with everybody on top of each other and, you know, all mixed together in the same beach. That I certainly would not do.
It is interesting, Daniel, because so many mixed messages have been coming out over the last, say, 10 days or so. I think it was the premier of KZN talking about going back into lockdown. Mm. He then was rapped over the knuckles quite sternly by the powers that be. But it does seem to be that there is talk of consideration. I'm trying to be as non-committal as possible and yet saying it like it is. You know, there is talk of things getting worse.
So we know that a large percentage of countries, and I don't know what the current number is at the moment, but it was over 140 or 50, if I was correct, have had second waves. And the mean time of the second waves is 55 days from the previous wave. Now, if you take that from the peak of our previous wave, that takes you to mid to end of November, which is towards the holidays, coincidentally. So the point is, we if there's going to be a second wave, just in terms of timing, you know, the December holidays is well placed for it. But I think that the important thing to drive home is the social behavior And, you know, it's not about not going on holiday. It's about keeping up your guard, even if you go on holiday, which means, and I think that the premiers and the politicians, the point is to get the public to behave. I have spoken to a couple of the, I won't name them, but the powers that be in terms of, you know, the relative government committees, and they've said very clearly that they don't see us going into any full lockdown soon. That we shouldn't see that as an excuse then to go to the other extreme and take off our masks and say things are all under control, because they certainly won't be. And you can see under the UK that they would never have gone into lockdown were they not forced to, and they have been forced to.
As always, measured and interesting, Daniel. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon, and we'll catch up again same time tomorrow.
Great, Simon. Thanks.